huge monster party for them. Mm. And he ended up having a lot of hours to talk with William Barrett.
Oh, and really?
Yes. Irrational Man.
Yeah. NYU.
Yeah. So I had, you know, Van Barrett said, gee, got a great father-in-law.
Yeah.
And he'd read Irrational Man.
Uh-huh.
So that, I mean, he could have been part of that society. But he wouldn't leave Canada. Even they always went off, you know, any place but New York.
Yeah. Well, maybe he, you know, maybe he didn't want to be part of that society. Do you think he
loved it?
Did, yeah.
He wanted to meet the Trillings?
Mm. He had TB as a young man, didn't he?
I don't know. I think so, but I don't know the story.
Yeah. So many people had TB. It's incredible. Akiko didn't get it. No.
Did we get things like we had cod liver oil for rickets? But
yeah,
I wonder what it was that saved us from TB. We always slept with the windows wide open at night.
Oh, really?
In the middle of the winter.
Why?
Fresh air, no TB.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Sure.
But also nutrition. Nutrition, you know, being well nourished would give you more immunity against it.
Well.
Yeah, but it's strange, you know. Were there any diseases that were endemic where you were?
Well, German measles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was, and mumps, whooping cough. I don't know if I got those or not. Diphtheria, you got inoculation there at birth.
Right, but they didn't have inoculation when you were.
Oh yes, they did. Okay. Diphtheria, yes.
Oh really?
The 20th century.
Oh really? Wait,
diphtheria was, you got inoculation.
And that is diphtheria, whooping cough?
Separate.
That's what I thought, yeah. So whooping cough you didn't have inoculations for, and not measles either. Because I got measles.
You got measles?
Oh, yeah. I remember it. I remember the night that I got it. I had a nightmare, and crayons were dancing all around me saying, don't you want to be a crayon too? I was 7. And I had measles. But Abby and I were, you know, got inoculated. So that's the difference. No, I think, you know, people of your generation and Carol's generation too, you went through almost all those childhood diseases and you acquired, so you got very strong immunity and you're very healthy. I think that has to do with it. You don't get allergies and stuff like that.
John has allergies.
I know. Oh, John Beichman.
No.
Yeah.
But it's mostly the cats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a shame. How sad.
He has a big problem.
Yeah.
Even when the cat isn't there, it still affects him.
It's supposed
balls,
to...
Balls, what do they call it? Cat balls?
Hairballs.
Hairballs.
Yeah. But I think cat allergy is supposed to be an allergy to, I think, to the cat's saliva or something strange, rather than to the cat itself.
You know, it's occurring to sit out here. Generally it's just one person in the car.
What?
And it's only one person in the car,
mm-hmm.
usually. And they're all going somewhere.